This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Politics takes a new turn in battleground North Carolina.
We are staying in this race. We are in it to win it.
Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is refusing to drop his bid for governor after CNN uncovered posts in which he calls himself a black Nazi and defends slavery. They appeared on a pornographic website. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns.
The Trump base has been really revved up by and for Robinson, at least in that setting. He has campaigned for Donald Trump. He has appeared with Donald Trump, but they haven't been kind of polling at the same level.
Mr. Trump is scheduled to campaign in North Carolina tomorrow. At an event in Washington last night, he said that if he doesn't win in November, Jewish voters will have a lot to do with it.
There's no way that I should be getting 40% of the vote. I'm the one that's protecting you.
He vowed to withdraw federal support from colleges that back pro-Palestinian protests. It was like old times with Oprah. She held a live stream talk show style chat with Kamala Harris in Michigan last night.
The idea that some would suggest and that my opponent and it suggests, which is that the measure of the strength of a leader based on who you beat down. Come on. The real measure of the strength of a leader is on who you lift up.
Chris Rock and Ben Stiller were among celebrities who joined in virtually. Officials in Kentucky say Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins walked into the courthouse in Whitesburg and shot District Judge Kevin Mullins to death in his chambers. State Trooper Matt Gayhart.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
The sheriff has been charged with one count of first-degree murder. A years-long analysis by the Federal Trade Commission finds tech titans like TikTok and Twitter put children, teenagers, and other users at serious risk in order to profit from their personal information. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Now the FTC says some of the tech industry's biggest companies have built their business models on surveillance networks that it says endanger people's privacy, threaten their freedoms, and expose them to many harms, including identity theft and stalking.
137,000 platform beds sold on Amazon and Walmart's website are being recalled. CBS's Linda Kenyon has details.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada say the beds made by Lucid can sag, break, or collapse and cause injuries.
So far, 18 injuries have been reported. S&P futures are down 14. NAS futures off 77. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The FBI is assisting with the Mount Pleasant shooting this summer. The feds and local police are looking for the public's assistance in identifying suspects involved in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. It happened during the early morning 4th of July celebrations near Caron Butler Drive and Clark Street. Multiple shots were fired into a crowd. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information in that shooting. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being hailed as a hero after saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. Trinity Cornish noticed smoke coming from an upstairs bedroom and quickly evacuated her brothers and sisters. They range in age from 14 years to 6 months old. The Racine Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and they credit Trinity's quick thinking for saving lives. Officials say the family did practice a fire safety plan. Arson could be the reason three trucks in Kenosha were burning. Early yesterday, fire crews were called in near 52nd Street and 31st Avenue for the report of a fire. It appears to have started with one truck burning, but it quickly spread to adjacent vehicles. An investigation continues with no suspects identified. And some groups that care about the environment are asking Microsoft to use more clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. The environmental group sent a letter to the tech company yesterday. Microsoft has said that they would use some solar power, but the letter from the environmental group say they want Microsoft to use even more clean energy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he's feeling better.
He's definitely feeling a lot better. A lot better from when, you know, the injury happened in Brazil. So, you know, the whole thing is, like we said before, just taking it day by day. Trying to see, you know, how it feels every day. And coming here, keep doing the treatment, keep doing the rehab. And, you know, was out there today and just trying to take it day by day and just keep feeling it out. But it's feeling better.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
It's 67 right now.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar.
Bar?
Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Well, I don't want to make my own salad. Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want. That's a good deal. You ever see the items they have at the salad bar? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? What is this, Fear Factor?
Remember the flip side of that song on the 45 RPM? Yeah, you remember it? Day Tripper. The Beatles always had two hits on 145. You really got your money's worth. It's 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us for local news and timeless hits. Don't forget, WRJN's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues all this week. Listen for that keyword we'll be giving in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app. You'll see WRJN. Click on WRJN. And then at the bottom of the page, there's a text button. And then I'll give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour. Text that keyword, and you'll be in the running for, let's see what we got today. Today we have, $100 cash. Whoa, giving away cash today. Now, in addition to that, everybody's going to be in the running for, get this, special seating to see the green and the gold in Green Bay. How do you like that? All right, so get ready for that. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning right here at WRJN. Ah, Mungo is here. You think his mother really named him Mungo? I don't think so. In the summertime, look for some showers for this morning. Maybe clearing later on today. Right now it's 68 degrees here at Radio Park in the summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, whoosh settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
It's 6:13 at WRJ and local news and timeless hits on a Friday morning. Yeah, party on the pavement tomorrow, downtown Racine. That should be a lot of fun. First Friday's again. Okay, well, it's not first Friday's, but September 20th. we'll have that later on. Yeah, party on the pavement tomorrow. I love that event. Ah, been going there since it first started. All right, did you sleep last night? Did you sleep well? All right, what'd you dream about? 45% of people say they dream in their sleep about what they're going to eat the next day. However, 69% of people are not willing to wake up early enough to even make breakfast. So much for those dreams, huh?
you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Medley, Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers. You're my soul and inspiration. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for some showers possible today. Becoming sunny, though, with a high near 83. Clear tonight, a beautiful night. Low 61 for partying on the pavement. Tomorrow, sunshine. Highs near 80. And Sunday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high near 79. Right now, it's 68 degrees. On and off showers. When I came in, it was showering. Right here at Radio Park. All right, you're waking up this morning. A new survey asks people what they generally feel like as soon as they wake up. See where you fit in on this top 10 here. Refreshed, tired, energized, groggy, happy, peaceful, excited, moody, grumpy, angry. Who wakes up angry in the morning? Why would you wake up angry? Unless you had a bad dream or something. Or somebody stole the covers all night. Why would you wake up angry? Grumpy? All right, I understand. People don't want to wake up. Leave me alone. I'm very lucky in life. My wife is not grumpy. I don't know if she's a morning person or not, but she's not grumpy. I know that. I happen to be a morning person, so when I wake up, it's everybody rise and shine. Going to be a beautiful day today. Everybody up, 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 up. That's me. Let's see what else I feel like. I'm energized. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. Let's see here. Refreshed. Yeah, I still wake up tired, though. I am always tired. I don't know why. But I never wake up angry. Imagine living with somebody who wakes up angry in the morning. Hey, good morning, dear. Leave me alone. I don't want to. Stay away from me.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Lanes on 20 to celebrate the 20th of September. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Open bowling specials, unbeatable food and drink deals at Angry Brothers Pub, and the proper start to your weekend, the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, the fun rolls all the time at the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just poked my beak out the door. Clear sky right now. Oh, that's nice. Clear and 67. What a beautiful morning.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Somewhat true. It will be eventually a nice sunny day today. As I said, the sky turned clear all of a sudden. It came in, it was raining. Now it's clear. 67 degrees here at Radio Park. And don't forget, coming up, we have got in the 7 o'clock hour, right after the 7 o'clock news, I'm going to give it to you. It's our statewide contest, our text to win statewide contest. And we're playing for cash today, $100 cash. I'm going to give you a keyword. You're going to do this. You got to download the Civic Media app. It's really easy. Go to the App Store. It takes about 10 seconds. Download the app. You'll see WRJN on there. Click on WRJN, and then you'll see a text button. And we're going to give you the word in the 7 o'clock hour. Text that word. You have a chance to win $100 today. And you'll be in the running for some great seats to see the Green and Gold play in Green Bay. So download the app now. Get ready right after 7. I'll give you that keyword, okay? Oh, I love the Four Seasons. It's 6:25 on your Friday morning here at WRJN. Yeah, come out tonight and watch high school football. Elkhorn against Burlington. You can hear the game here on WRJN tonight. Pre-game with Dick Graceffa, 6:30. And don't forget, Dick Graceffa's coming in this morning at about 7:20. We'll talk about tonight's high school football game right here on WRJN. People got to be free. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, what are the chances your neighbors have busted you for doing something embarrassing? According to a new survey we have, 1 in 5 people have seen a neighbor in an embarrassing situation. 1 in 7 have overheard something they wish they hadn't heard in the first place. I've never caught my neighbors doing anything embarrassing. I wonder if they caught me doing anything embarrassing. I'd hate to think so. 6:31 at WRJN. Time for local news. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The FBI is assisting with the Mount Pleasant shooting this summer. The feds and local police are looking for the public's assistance in identifying suspects involved in a July 5th shooting that injured 3 people. It happened during the early morning 4th of July celebrations near Caron Butler Drive and Clark Street. Multiple shots were fired into a crowd. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information in that shooting. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being hailed as a hero after saving her 7 siblings from a house fire Wednesday. Trinity Cornish noticed smoke coming from an upstairs bedroom and quickly evacuated her brothers and sisters. They range in age from 14 years to 6 months old. The Racine Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and they credit Trinity's quick thinking for saving lives. Officials say the family did practice a fire safety plan. Arson could be the reason 3 trucks in Kenosha were burning. Early yesterday, fire crews were called in near 52nd Street and 31st Avenue for the report of a fire. It appears to have started with 1 truck burning, but it quickly spread to adjacent vehicles. An investigation continues with no suspects identified. And some groups that care about the environment are asking Microsoft to use more clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. The environmental group sent a letter to the tech company yesterday. Microsoft has said that they would use some solar power, but the letter from the environmental group say they want Microsoft to use even more clean energy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
So the first of the NFL draft-themed corn mazes was unveiled yesterday. Hello, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It was Polly's Pumpkin Patch off Highway 57 just outside of Chilton. I was there. So were Green Bay Packer officials. More on that next.
Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans have farmers yielding out an additional 2.7 bushels per acre over A-Series. This has everyone talking, not just farmers. Case in point, a trucking company wrote, "Morning, noon, and night, it doesn't matter. I'm hauling Z-Series. The phone doesn't stop ringing. Even my home number, it never stops ringing." Well, it's fair to say Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans are making quite an impact. Unleash your greatest harvest yet at pioneer.com/newera.
I don't know if you realized it or not, but the Green Bay Packers were a major driving force to these NFL draft-themed corn mazes that are being unveiled across the state. Yesterday at Polly's Pumpkin Patch in Chilton, I got a chance to visit with Aaron Popke. He is the Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers organization. He said once they found out that Green Bay was going to be hosting the draft in 2025, they started focusing their attention on elements that the state's strong in. And he said that agriculture was one of those elements they wanted to focus in on. He said corn mazes turned out to be a pretty good tool to do that.
What could be a way to engage some of the staples of the state of Wisconsin, you know, whether it's tourism or commerce, and agriculture, certainly a big one. And we all have families and have all been to corn mazes and pumpkin patches and orchards and all those things that are so wonderful to visit. We thought, well, what about doing a corn maze and doing a few different corn mazes across the state just to celebrate the draft, add another element to these farms that get visited in the fall. Let's put something together. So that's how the plan originated.
That's Aaron Popke. He is the Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers organization at Polly's Pumpkin Patch of Highway 57 in Chilton yesterday. Now, today, we'll be unveiling another NFL draft-themed corn maze, today in Ripon.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Remember, follow along today, social media, or our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
It's 67 right now.
Some technology is great, though. I love my cell phone. You know, not only can I communicate mobily, but it sucks all the grease right off my face. Have you seen that? Yeah. Every time I get off the phone, I'm like, is there Crisco in my ear? This is disgusting. You know, I need to clean my phone. But I don't. It's gross. I don't. I just rub it on my pants. That's what I do. Oh, you do it, too. You do it, too. Your pants. In between the text messages, you're rubbing it on your pants. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm exfoliating. How are you? Yeah, I'm cleansing.
Your loving, although you're never near, you're
the night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say it's a sign of weakness.
Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. It's 640 at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Hey, here are a few sentences that would have made no sense 15, 20 years ago. You wouldn't know what people were talking about if they said, hey, they hacked into the cloud. My internet is down, so I can't watch TV. She unfriended me. I might get rid of my car thanks to Uber, and he's making $30,000 a day posting on YouTube. Imagine somebody saying that 15, 20 years ago. You would have had him locked up. It's 640. Voice and heart now. I wonder what she's doing tonight.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. Tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh, I wonder what she's doing tonight. Ah, ah, ah. We were so close, but we should have been closer, and it's making me feel so sad. But I tell myself I didn't lose her, 'cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing. Tonight.
Yeah, Boyce and Hart. I wonder what she's doing tonight. 6:43 at WRJN. Looking for showers possible today. Otherwise, becoming sunny with a high near 83. Look for a clear sky tonight. Lows around 61. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 80. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday with a high near 74. Right now, it's clear. Beautiful. 67 degrees right here at Radio Park. Up with the Association in Windy and local news and timeless hits at WRJN. How about some fun facts to wake up to this morning? You know, here in the U.S. alone, there were 34 different flavors of Pringles, including loaded baked potato, Memphis barbecue, and pizza. I wonder what loaded baked potato Pringles taste like. Back when TV was only black and white, 75% of all Americans said they only dreamed in black and white. Now less than 12% dream in black and white. What's their excuse? And Karl Marx, you know who he was, right? From Russia? Yeah, Karl Marx had four daughters and named them all Jenny. Now, I have two questions. When something came in the mail addressed to Jenny Marx, who got it? And when they were in school and the teacher said, Jenny Marx, I want you to go to the principal's office. I mean, which Jenny went or did they all go?
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Across across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
During every Brewers home game, fans will have the chance to win the all-new 2024 Toyota Tacoma, courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
It's WRJN, and get ready to go for the green or gold with our WRJN text to win contest this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. I'll give you a keyword. You text it to us in the 7 o'clock hour, and you'll be in the running today for $100 cash. And you'll also qualify for a chance to win two indoor club-level seats to see the green and the gold play in Green Bay. How do you do it? You download the Civic Media app. It takes about a second. Go to your app store on your phone or on your computer and download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a text button at the bottom. I'll give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour to text, and you'll have a chance to win that $100 cash today right here from WRJN in our statewide contest. Ooh, I love this. The Motown Sound with the Temptations. My Girl, 6:53, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. News, Tamla's hits at WRJN. Now sunny today. That's right, the rain's out of the forecast. Sunny with a high near 83, clear tonight, low 61. A beautiful day tomorrow for Party on the Pavement, downtown Racine. Sunny with a high near 81. And showers and thunderstorms Sunday with a high near 74. Right now, it's sunny, 68 degrees, a beautiful morning here at Radio Park.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you.
Tell me, yeah. And if you I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
timeless hits, If You Really Love Me, at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. It's 6:59. Thanks for joining us here. Don't forget, right after the news, you'll get the keyword in our statewide text to win contest. Right, we're going for $100 today, I think. I got to double check that, but I think it's $100. Anyway, so be listening right after the news for that keyword. I'll give it to you throughout the hour in case you're in the shower and you miss it or something like that. So be listening right after the news, okay? How about some moron news this morning? A 33-year-old man broke into a Corvette in Miami. This happened last Tuesday. But due to the car's unique security features, he couldn't get the car started, and he couldn't get out of the car. He was stuck in it. The owner returned, saw him stuck inside his Corvette,